Well, this year, the Cincinnati Arts Association celebrates its 20th anniversary, and what better way to celebrate an anniversary but to have a big party with lots of interesting guests. My interesting guest this evening is Van Ackerman, the Director of Public Relations at the Cincinnati Arts Association. Hi, Van.
Hi, Jim. Good to see you again.
Quite an array of things in the Cincinnati Arts Association Presents series this year. Let's get started with the upcoming production, October 17th through the 18th, of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters.
Yes, The Screwtape Letters has been here before. It was here a few years ago and is a really, really popular C.S. Lewis novel written in 1942. And it's been actually transformed to a wonderful theatrical piece. It's almost a one-man show. It's a wonderful actor who's supported by a couple of other actors in telling this crazy, topsy-turvy story that's set in kind of a therapist psychiatrist's office in hell. And he's talking about how to create spiritual warfare back on Earth with his two assistants. And the play follows his abysmal sublimity screw tape, which is Satan's top psychiatrist, who I talked about, and his slavish creature demon Toadpipe as they train an apprentice demon Wormwood on how to ruin the life and damn the soul of an unsuspecting human on Earth. Doesn't that sound like fun? Especially for Halloween, because this is right before Halloween. And many of us know C.S. Lewis from his books such as Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe and The Great Divorce. C.S. Lewis has a lot of very moralistic themes in his writings. And of course, in this show, he's a Christian-based writer. So the themes and the story underneath this crazy surface of a story are really, really wonderful. And it really makes you think about who we are, where we are, and how we're approaching our life through this fascinating dramatic story.
Of course, what's a party without music? And the first musical guest for the CAA this season, it comes up November 3rd with the Tenors and their Under One Sky tour.
Formerly known as the Canadian Tenors, many people know them as that, are once again, they're back. They were here a few years ago, did very, very well. And I love these guys. There are so many tenor groups out there right now. And people say, okay, another tenor group. What's so great about them? What I love about them is these four young guys, very, very charming, very, very handsome. They write their own music, and they're very, very different singers in their own right. And they're all very talented in their own right. You have two singers who are more pop, kind of Broadway sounding. You have two who are very, very operatic sounding. And they write and sing this music that really comes from their heart and is really, really authentic. They do a lot of covers. So they do some modern stuff. They do some older stuff from the opera. Like I said, they write this wonderful music. In fact, on their new album, Under One Sky, they wrote a song about their fathers, which is the emotional centerpiece of the album. And two of their fathers have passed away. Two of their fathers are still living. But for these four guys to come together and to write that kind of music, the audience is really transfixed by them. And they become really popular here in the States because of their PBS specials. They have about three PBS specials, and they've kind of exploded as the newest sort of crossover artists between the classical music into the popular music, and they become very, very successful. We're thrilled that they're coming back to the Aronoff Center.
Of course, some people say it's not a party till something gets broken. That's the specialty of the next show coming up on November 20th, and that's Mythbusters' Jamie and Adam Unleashed.
Yes, this is a great show for the family and for kids. If anyone has watched these guys on the Discovery Channel doing their Mythbusters show, they know what to expect. These are science guys, but they're science guys with a very sort of theatrical bent to them. They do crazy experiments with things that we think we know, but we really don't know. And on stage, they bring that TV show to life. They bring people up on stage. They do crazy experiments, a lot of audience interaction, a lot of video. And this is Jamie Hinneman's last tour. He's not touring anymore. So it's your last chance to see Jamie in this show. Once again, this show has been here before, always sells out, selling very well right now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you like the TV show, or you just like science or having fun things for your kids to do, come on down to the Aronoff Center for this one. You don't want to miss this.
Now, many parties, we always want to remember absent friends, people who weren't able to make the party. And December 4th is a very poignant presentation of a show called Letters Home.
Letters Home is actually part of our education series. And we're doing a public performance of this show because we think the show is very, very special. The show grew out of Chicago from the Griffin Theater Company and is what it sounds like. It's a dramatic telling of actual letters written by soldiers in the Afghanistan and Iraq War told through monologues of actors on stage. Very heartfelt, very real, and not just letters from the soldiers, but also letters from their family back to them. So it's a great way to really learn the human side of what we go through with war. And with everything happening in our world right now, there's no better time than to see a show like this. After the show, the actors remain on stage and there's a talk back with the audience. So I think this will be very educational in some ways. It will be, in some ways, in a very serious way, entertaining, thought-provoking. It'll certainly touch the heart of many people. And this is in our small theater, in our Jarson Kaplan Theater, so it will also be a very intimate experience. So we're really thrilled to have this as part of the anniversary year to sort of give some dynamic and variety to the shows that we are bringing to the Aronoff Center for its anniversary.
Now, every party has to have a comic in life of the party. And this year, December 11th, we get to see Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, it doesn't get any funnier than that. And I love your party sort of theme throughout this interview, because this will be a party. Wanda Sykes is so popular right now. She's a big part of Last Comic Standing. It's a show she helped create. She's a producer of that show. And she's been called one of the 25 top comics in the United States by her peers. So when her peers are calling her that, you know she's very, very funny. She has a very strong following in the gay and lesbian community around the country. She is off the cuff. She is very contemporary. She talks about what's going on in our world today. And I guarantee you, if you like comedy, if you like stand-up, you don't want to miss Wanda Sykes. It's going to be a full house of roaring laughter that night. It's going to be a lot of fun. She does a lot of other stuff beyond being a stand-up. She's a movie actress. She's done a lot of movies. She's an author. She's written a book. She's a stand-up artist. She's a producer. She's everywhere right now. She's really, really hot on fire.
Of course, at every party, there always comes the time to rock out. And that, for this party, happens on April 13th with A Night with Janis Joplin.
I am really looking forward to this show. I mean, talk about a party. I'm also a big Broadway fan. And we don't present a lot of Broadway through Cincinnati Arts Association because we have a wonderful Broadway series in the Aronoff Center. But this is a show we could not pass up on. It's not part of their series. And this show was on Broadway a couple of years ago and got a Tony Award nomination for its star, who plays Janis Joplin. Her name is Mary Bridget Davies. She got the Tony Award nomination that year. Unfortunately, she didn't win, but she's now taking the show out on the road to celebrate the life of Janis Joplin. And not just Janis Joplin. This is not a one-person show. The show really is about her influences, her musical influences, especially in blues and soul. So you will also see singers such as Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Adetta, Nina Simone, Bessie Smith, not those actual singers, but wonderful actresses who are playing them, who show really where Janis Joplin came from and where her musical influences came from and really what made Janis Joplin such an amazing music icon who we did not have around for very long. So this is the next best thing to seeing Janis Joplin, the actual singer, live on stage at the Aronoff Center. Don't want to miss this one.
And of course, what's a party without party animals? And the final installment of the CAA Present series this year on April 16th is Wild Kratts Live.
And there are many, many people looking forward to this, and they're about 4 and 5 years old. This is a great show for the family, probably the most popular children's show, kids show on PBS Kids. And it's the Kratt Brothers who are bringing their animated TV series now live to the Aronoff Center. They're putting it out on the road. They've been doing this now for a couple of years. It's the first time it's come to Cincinnati. And they are actually in the show. They actually pop out of the animated series. There's a wonderful big screen in the back of the stage. So there will be a lot of animation. And they come to life out of that and kind of do an episode from the show. There's a villain who's after the animals. They recreate all those creature powers that they talk about in TV. They dress up as animals. It's very funny. It's participatory with the kids. And what I love about this show, it's not just kids that love this. It's also adults, because both of these guys are just steeped with knowledge about animals and about zoology, and they have wonderful educational backgrounds. So they're really imparting great information about animal and animal conservation, and have done a great deal to actually help preserve and conserve animals as we're teaching our children about how wonderful these animals are and why. In fact, I hear from a lot of parents, the kids know more about animals than they do because they've watched Wild Kratts. So, and it's here for two performances that day at 1 and 4:30. So this is going to be, once again, another great show for the entire family to round out our 20th anniversary season that we're very excited about.
It is definitely a party to be a part of.
It sure is.
Again, that is the 20th anniversary season of the Cincinnati Arts Association Presents. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman. Thank you so much for joining us, Van.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
For more information on all of the performances involved in the CAA Presents series, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/Around Cincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.